Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. This is Wednesday, March 1st, and we have a new president in this country. Welcome
Wait,
to the
now?
Show. Good morning.
Wait, what happened before?
We have a new president now.
I see.
Don't you think it's a whole new president today?
No.
You don't think it's a different person?
No.
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought you'd come in and say, you know what? Maybe there was something there, but no, huh? Didn't convince you.
No, the bar is set really low because he didn't shit himself in the middle of the speech that he did okay. I mean, he talked like a normal president normally should, but it's nowhere. Yeah, I don't think it's, I think he's the same guy.
So you think it's just temporary?
Yeah, I think he had to give a speech where he wasn't a lunatic. You know, like he gave his 77-minute teleprompter. The press conference. And so this was great. Like, yeah, he wasn't crazy. He kept on script. But, like, you heard, like, a lot of laughter in the hall from the Democrats, which was funny, actually. And I think he's just, I don't think this changes anything, no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It just shows how divided we still are, you know. I mean, the thing is that there's just, it's just people are too bitter, you know. But the interesting thing on CNN's poll, they said 78% viewed it as favorable. The speech.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't. That's the thing.
But
that's like that's how sad the bar is. Like someone wrote, like because he didn't literally like throw up on himself. Everyone's like, he did great.
Right,
he did
great. Well, but that's
so
what
the bar
I'm
is set.
We gotta
low.
Have hope. You know, we gotta have a president we can get behind.
I don't think it's this one for me, unfortunately. But Al Franken had some good moments. They showed a lot of Democrats laughing and some faces, and then they just booked it. If you watched, he finished it, and the Democrats just got the hell out of there.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they did.
Yeah,
great behavior.
Well,
you know what can I
tell
you?
That's sort of what they did. So what's funny is he kept talking about blocking his progress, but that's like a lot of what happened with Republicans and Obama. So it goes back and forth. I don't think the speech was horrible. I think he did a nice job. I think he was he looked presidential.
To me, it provided hope that maybe now he's going to come into his own and be actually a president. And, you know, maybe he looked back and said, you know, because he said, you know, we're putting personal differences, behind
totally.
Us and stuff. So we'll see. Now the proof is going to be how he's going to treat the media.
Yeah.
Now.
Right.
That,
exactly.
Right.
And like as Jon Stewart said, 70-year-old men who are cranky don't tend to get like nicer. Mm. So we'll see if he changes. It'd be great if he does. It'd be great.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh well. In a few minutes, we're gonna be joined by our guest who is back. We usually don't bring guests back like right away, but she left an impression, so she's back. And we're going to have a lot of fun today. Very talented woman. I just wanted to bring up, did you hear about this California plane crash yesterday? The private plane?
Yeah, no, I was thinking about you.
House.
I know, I was thinking about you.
Wow.
You just don't like those planes.
I know.
It gives you more reason not to get back in the
And you know what happened
flying.
To them is what happened to me once. I mean, they stalled.
I know.
But they were not high enough. They were still taking off, you know?
I was like, Sam's not going to like this
No. And I've been offered to be taken on a private plane. And I'm like, I don't know.
No.
You know? I
mean, and these only like serve to make you feel like there's no way in hell you'll
right.
do it. I was like, oh, Sam's not going like this.
Right. But don't forget, I was 5 hours away from getting
no,
my
No, you were there, man. I know.
Pilot license, you know?
Know.
But things change. Things change.
Well, when you stall it in the air, it's scary.
Yeah, and then you go into a spin. Yeah.
Yeah, that's totally different.
Yeah. But at the same time, I don't know. You know, it's I figure, you know, I'd rather die like that if I die. That's the point, is that they're saying three people are like with 90% burns in their body. Can you imagine? Coming out alive out of this is like a big, big curse, I think. You know?
Burns are
just
very
die
hard.
From something
oh, God.
Like this.
Sam,
no?
You want them to live.
No. Do you want to live 90% of your body
I'd
burned?
I'd rather be alive, I think.
No, not me.
Oh, okay.
Not me. I wouldn't want to live like that.
Oh, okay.
No.
I understand
so,
that.
So, yeah, but I guess it's a question of perspective. Plus, look, I lived my life, right?
There
I've lived
you go.
A lot longer,
yeah,
so
yeah.
I got a lot of shit out of the way already.
You're good to go now.
I'm good to go. Okay. I'm ready to go anytime. I'm fine. So, but this is sad. And so one of the passengers on the plane, they found her inside the bedroom of the house.
Is that real? Is that true?
Yeah. So like, I mean, the plane, there's like debris all over the place, you
My
know.
God.
So, yeah, it was a Cessna 310 coming out of Riverside. They were flying to San Jose. So, yeah, three dead in that plane crash.
So sad, so sad.
Yeah. Now, also, I guess the good news is the Dow Jones just topped 21,000 for the first time. They're saying it's probably because of the speech. Whatever the reason is, you know, let the economy flow. You know,
yeah, I mean, flow it.
Yeah, let us see some changes. You know, I don't know anything, man. Anything.
Anything at all. But Kelly A. Conway did address the shoes on the couch situation that everyone wanted to talk about. Okay. And she said she didn't realize her feet were on the couch. And she does realize that doesn't look good,
right?
Especially in the Oval Office. It's not a good look, she said.
But you did see the picture after that, right?
Well, where, yeah, she was trying to take the picture. Right. So she explained that. And then a reporter's like, well, how come you didn't have just a professional photographer take it instead of with your iPhone?
Right.
And she's like, well, and there wasn't a really good answer. Because usually you get a professional. I mean, there's
you
all...
See, I thought there was a professional there. I mean, who took the picture of her?
See, that's... I thought there was someone on an iPhone, I think. So that's my question is, like, was there a professional photographer? Like, she shouldn't have had to do that. You know what I mean?
But maybe she did it for herself, like, to sort of, like, present, look,
no,
you know,
she
up
said
to
Trump asked me to take the picture, and I took the picture, really? But I had to, like... Yeah, and I'm like, why? There's so many photographers everywhere. You're in the White House. Anyway, she continually just steps in it, unfortunately. She just can't get a good week.
No.
She can't get a couple days. She can't get a good couple days. So, but she tried to explain it away, and there you go.
Yeah. All right. Well.
Yeah. Poor woman. Poor. I do feel bad. I don't think she meant to be in this. I feel like every day she wakes up and she's like, oh, my God, what have I done?
You think? I don't know.
She says her kids are having a really hard time with it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Does she have grown kids?
She has, no, two twins that are young, and she's just getting... As if it's a scapegoat or not, she's also very public, but she's just getting trashed the most. I mean, she really. Is. And as a woman, you always can be like seen as the punching bag. But her hair, her skin, her every... I mean, we all make fun of it. So it's like she's not doing well.
Yeah. God. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, do you think it's because she's a woman? I mean...
No. Huh? I think I think she's done really dumb things. But I think people can go harsher at her because of that.
Yeah. Oh, well. All right, so we're going to bring in Mara Marini, who's sitting here patiently, and I know that you can participate in everything we're talking about, so you might as well. Welcome to the show, Mara.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. And you guys, if you don't know Mara, she's a very cute, very beautiful woman, and you've been on a lot of, you're in entertainment, you're an actress, you played Brandy Max on Parks and Recreation, which I've never watched in my life, but maybe I should, right?
It's a great show.
Is it really good?
Really smart writers. It's really funny.
I know. Tori actually told me a little about it, about
it's
the
fantastic.
Story and stuff, right?
One of my top favorite shows. Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. So when did you start performing on that show? Do you remember?
When?
Yes.
I first started in season 3, which I believe is like 2011 or 12.
Oh, okay. All right. So not too long ago. I mean, this has been running for several seasons now.
Yeah, yeah. And then I went through to season, popped in at season 7. And then I was in the series finale, which aired like over a year ago, like close to two now.
Cool.
Well, yeah.
And where can we watch it now if we want to binge watch?
I think it's on Netflix.
On Netflix?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Also on
Hulu or something.
Hulu.
Yeah,
well.
It's all
yeah.
over. Parks and Rec's all over.
It's easy to check it out.
Yeah. That's a cool show. So did you have fun playing a porn star on the show?
It was so much fun. It was so much fun. Also, you know, they didn't technically make it such a stereotypical role because the writers are so smart. And, you know, she was a porn star with a heart of gold. And
she was.
Really fun.
Everyone loved her. She was a great character because she's the opposite of what you'd expect.
Yeah. Yeah. They're really smart writers. It was just such a fun experience being
That's
on the
cool.
show.
That's cool. So let me ask you, when you're on a show like this as an actress, do you come in touch with the writers too?
Yes.
So
yeah.
you do, right? So
yeah.
it's a collaborative type of thing?
Well, I mean, you definitely do what's on the page.
Right.
And then, but on a show like that, it was just so much fun because the writers would, you know, there's writers from The Simpsons and all these different, like, really talented people. They just will throw stuff out at you.
They're all improv-based, so it's like what they're seeing her work with. They'll throw out ideas.
Oh. Yeah. And then usually the last couple takes, they'll be like, hey, this is a fun run. Just, you know, try stuff.
Do whatever
you
want.
It's so fun.
That's
you never
best.
Know what's going to make it.
Right.
So it's really fun.
Sounds good. I never, you know, I often thought about whether I can act or not. I don't think I ever could. You know, I can only be myself. I don't think I could be like get into a role of somebody else. So I appreciate what you guys do. You know, I mean, it's not easy, right?
Well, I mean, yeah, I've always loved it. So, you know.
You started early on in your life acting?
Well, yeah, in my room. I mean,
yeah, I was in the bathtub. Know, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, then I did too.
But I was, I knew when I was like four, this is what I want to do. Really? I just have to get to LA. So I begged my parents constantly to move, and they're like, no.
So you're 4 years old and you wanted to move to LA?
Yes. I knew that's where Marilyn Monroe went. It was. Whoa. And I, where, you know, and so, and then I started memorizing out of my mom's Shakespeare book at six. She finally agreed to put me in acting class.
Wow, what a connection. I mean, who thinks at 4 year old I'm going to move somewhere else?
I'm like, Winnipeg is not going to help me.
So when you're in Winnipeg, you're thinking of moving. Yeah. But Winnipeg's so nice still. You're like, no, is it? Is it? It's freezing. That's
it's
so
just
cute.
So cold.
It is. But the people there are so kind.
Oh, so lovely.
Yeah, but you're like, enough of the kind people. Let's bring the sun. Like, here comes the sun.
Needed the sun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Needed it so bad.
Awesome. And you've been in LA for, so you were in Canada, then you moved around.
Yeah, so I left home at 17 to go to York University for their theater program. And then when I was there, I auditioned for the American Academy of Dramatic Arts. And that was like my ticket to LA. I was like, yes, finally. Wow. And then I've been here ever since.
Do you get recognized from Parks and Rec a lot?
Well, it's usually people who just binge watched it and they hear my voice.
Sure.
Because my hair is so big on it.
Because you look really, that's what I was going to say. You don't look this, I mean, you look the same, your face and everything, but it is a totally more caricature.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, and you're so like easy go. So I was wondering if people recognize you, so it's the voice.
Yeah, usually they're like, wait, Brand. Did you? I'm like, yes.
That's cute. That's so cute. That must be exciting.
It's really cute. It's fun. And it's just such a great... It was nice to be a part of that show. It was special.
I'm trying to find a picture of you as Brandy, and I'm going to look it up after the show and stuff. Because now
she's
you're
got the big old hair.
It's yeah, you're saying the big hair and everything, so I'm trying to see. In the meantime, I'm getting a lot of bikini shots of you.
Oh, dear.
And we never get... Okay, we'll invite you in the summer. Maybe you can come in here in the bikini.
No!
Or
oh, my God!
What?
Damn.
No, oh because, look, I mean, the thing is that... You, I mean, do you work on being fit and everything?
Well, I've always loved, you know, my parents were always very into fitness and, like, you know, eating healthy. And so I feel like it's always been a part of my life and I enjoy it a lot.
Wow, wow. And it pays off, right? I mean, you look good. You can be proud of your body and everything, you know. And, I mean, many people would like to be in that, in your shoes, right, as far as that goes.
I don't know.
You don't think so?
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, no, I mean, many women are like, can I fit into the bikini this season? Can I do this?
But I think everyone has, like, I think, you know, everyone goes through cycles, too. Like, I definitely, if I have something to prep for, I really, like, watch everything. Whereas I think I just try to be, like, healthy so that if I do have something coming up, I can kind of, like, you know, tighten it up.
Jump
or
in.
Whatever. But I think, like, 80% of the time, you know, I cook really healthy. I have healthy stuff at home. And then when I go out, I kind of like, I can eat whatever, that 20%.
Yeah, that's so nice. And then you don't have to starve yourself.
Yeah,
with
or that makes me crazy.
Yeah, you know? I know.
And that's not sustainable.
No. So I always try that, and I'm like, I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah. No, thanks. I love food too much.
Yeah, no, thank you.
So now you've got a lot of photos. I mean, all you have to do is Google you. Have you done modeling and stuff, too?
I mean, people have asked me to do stuff, but it's not something I totally pursued. You know, it's just...
So you pose for what reasons? I mean, just...
So I had a bunch of different, like, photographer friends, and they'd want to collaborate on, like, Instagram or whatever.
Oh,
and
okay.
Be like, yeah, sure, that's fun. It's cool new pictures. Yeah. It wasn't something that I was like, oh, I want to be a model, ever.
Right, right.
You know,
so. You want something more...
not to talk down on models. It's
no,
lovely.
We don't.
It's
but
my passion.
But the job does not require a lot of thinking. You know, it's just like you're there. Okay, it's hard work. Blah blah blah. But it's modeling. Okay. So, but you do an acting. You actually into a profession. You have to work and get into the role and everything. But obviously, you've done a lot of other things. Do you have anything memorable in your career that you really like that we may not have heard of?
Anything memorable? I mean, no. I mean, no. Well, because the things I'm the most proud of would probably
be the ones we know.
The ones you know, like Parks and Blackish and Chips, which is coming out.
And then Chips, the movie's coming out, and we were going to promote that. So tell us a little bit about that.
So, it's a remake of, you know, the classic TV show.
TV show Chips. And for those of you who don't know, this was with Eric Estrada, and I don't remember the other guy.
That's what everyone says about that guy. Nobody remembers that guy.
I know.
Eric Estrada and the other guy.
I know, it's on the tip of my tongue. But at any rate, this was was about two motorcycle cops in California, in L.A.
And the Highway Patrol, Sam, is that it?
Yes, California Highway Patrol.
And I love it. I didn't know that's what it stood for. Yeah. I thought it was about chips.
Yeah. CHP. Is
yeah, I didn't know. I thought it was about like actual chips. Anyway. No idea.
That would have been a great.
Yeah.
I'm in board. Great concept. Right. And Dax Shepard wrote, directed, and stars in it alongside Michael Pena.
I love him.
He's so great.
He's a great actor.
We had so much fun with him. He was so lovely. Vincent D'Onofrio, Kristen Bell. There's a bunch of names in there, and it was really fun. There's lots of explosions, and it should be a fun, hopefully,
blockbuster. Is this Dax's debut directorial? I don't think so. I think he's done some other things. I know he's done TV and stuff, but I didn't know if he's...
Yeah, I think this might be the first like big feature. Film,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice. Good for him. He's done
he
very
so
well.
Great. Yeah. Such a great guy.
He started on Punk'd, if you remember.
Yes!
Which is crazy. That Ashton Kutcher show.
Yes!
It's crazy.
It's so funny.
But do they still have Punk'd going
no,
on?
No,
it's over, right?
Yeah. But he was one of those improv guys that Punk'd you. Like, he was part of the Ashton Kutcher crew.
Right.
And you thought he had stolen your car or something.
Yeah.
And then he just kept going and getting bigger and bigger. And now he married Kristen Bell and he's directing. And he's really hit it out of the park.
He did.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah.
He's great.
I know. Anyway, but the other guy was Larry Wilcox. That was the name of the other cop on the series Chips.
Okay.
So now we know. You
now
see,
we know.
Now we know.
We're so smart, you know?
Because of Google.
Yes.
So what did you think, Oscars? I wanted to find out your opinion of the big snafu at the end. Were you totally shocked?
So, well, yeah, I was totally shocked.
Yeah.
It was interesting because people in the room thought it was like terrorists.
Yeah, a lot of people thought it was bomb threats.
No, there obviously was a mix-up. But one of my best friends who's in the industry, he thinks that it was staged by the producers. Because he's like, now it's relevant. Now you're going
to
be like, guess what? What's going to be the next Oscars? You didn't know the underdog was going to win, and then they won. So stay tuned for next
year. Some people are thinking it was all staged. What's really interesting, now it's relevant. The guy who gave the wrong envelope, he tweeted like 30 seconds before that.
I saw that. Yeah.
Really?
And so he was tweeting Emma Stone backstage with exclamation points. And as he's doing that, he must have not been thinking or just, I don't care about the envelopes. Because the next envelope was the one. So he just, you see him tweeting. And in the time code, he's doing it right before it happens. So
I don't know.
You gotta pay attention, people. Don't be tweeting when you're doing that.
But also, why was there two envelopes?
They always do.
They always have two.
So they have two envelopes on either side of the wings, and what's happened is two people stand there from Price Waterhouse and hand the envelopes. And as soon as they take it out, the other person is supposed to rip up the duplicate. Envelope. They've always had it forever. So he was tweeting, didn't rip it up, and then gave him the other one.
Ugh.
Yeah. So
somebody screwed up.
Poor guy.
But now the reputation of that whole company is at stake.
It's not good. It's not good.
No,
when
right?
That's your whole job.
Exactly.
Like, that
that's
it.
Your only job.
You shouldn't have been tweeting. You got your briefcase. You got your job. That's it. Yeah.
I know.
It was just a bad. But it did make it relevant, didn't it?
I know. I mean, I don't know that I necessarily agree with my friend that it was
staged. Right.
I don't know. But
it's a good theory, man.
It's an interesting theory.
It's very interesting. Yeah.
Because definitely, I mean, it was the front page of everything.
Yeah.
You know?
Now it's all like, let's watch next year.
Yeah.
I know. That's true. Yeah.
I know. So silly.
So, Maura, how does an actor get to be... to get invited to the Oscars? What do you have to do?
Well, I wouldn't know.
I no, I mean... No, because eventually you probably go too, right?
From your mouth to God's ears.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But I know... So when I was in grade school, my... back in Winnipeg, my English teacher's husband got a short in the Oscars. And so they were able to go. They got two tickets to go.
Nice.
And I think... once you...
You're like in a film, right?
Yeah. Once you're in a film, once you win, I think you're invited back for the next ones, obviously. Mm. But I don't really know. I mean...
Yeah,
I don't know,
huh? Well, you better figure it out if that's where you're heading, you know? You need to know how to
get
into
the
Oscars.
She'll get an invite. Usually they do an invite, a nice little invite. She'll get aware.
Yeah, but you got to stand out, you know? I mean, you got to... People have to know that Maura Marini wants to be and should be at the Oscars. So we'll promote for you.
Oh, thank you. Oh, what wonderful.
So, okay, so I see the poster here for Chips. It says Chip Happens. And
that's good.
But this is fun. I mean, this is Yeah, this looks pretty cool. You know, they're driving down Wilshire Boulevard on motorcycles and stuff. So it should be pretty cool. I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to go see it.
Yeah, you know? I hope it does well. I hope it's, you know, I didn't get to see the final cut, so I don't know, you know, but it's, I can't wait to see it.
And I think I asked you before, Dax Shepard as a director, is he very loosey-goosey? Is he pretty intense? Is it like, how is it the directing on set?
He was so much fun. Like, okay. He really let you, you know.
Play.
Yeah.
I imagine that's what it would be like.
Yeah. He was really, really great. I had such a blast with those guys. Really nice.
And Kristen Bell's just as so nice talented. As she seems.
I didn't get to sit out a lot of time with her, but she was so lovely. Yeah. You know,
she seems like just a cool chick.
Yeah. Yeah. My ex and now best friend. We wrote a show together, so we're together all the time. But he's my best friend, and
he did a show.
Yeah, the show is about that. So he did a show, a movie with Kristen Bell.
And
Dax, actually, it was you again. It was years ago, and was always saying what a lovely person.
The couple, they're so cute.
So cute.
Yeah, I love them together.
I love seeing like couples that work in the
industry. Yeah, they're very funny. So. Have you seen their Africa Rain video? They went to Africa just together as their honeymoon, I think, or it was just a trip. And they did a video to Toto's Bless the Rains down in Africa. And it's just on their iPhone together, and it could not be funnier.
Oh my God.
It's
really?
Very, very cute. Yeah.
I haven't seen
that. They could not be cuter. Yeah, they're darling.
They're so cute.
Yeah, yeah. It's a funny idea. And it was raining, so it's all different shots of them. It's very funny.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah.
Wow.
They're adorable.
If you're just joining us, we're talking to Mara Marini back on the show probably 2-3 weeks ago.
Yeah,
so if you guys want to know more about her, we really covered everything that you've done in all your life. If you just go back over our archives a couple weeks ago. But today I wanted to talk to you more, like as we wrapped up the show last time, we were talking about dating and all that stuff, and I discovered you did some dating YouTube videos and stuff, right?
So yeah,
tell us a little bit about that.
I wrote and hosted a show called Inside Dating with Mara Marini for Break.com, and then one called It's a Match with Mara Marini for Playboy.com.
Oh, I love it.
And it was really fun because I feel like I've always been sort of the go-to for all my friends, like, how do I do this? Set up my app for me. What do I, you know? And then my male and female friends, somehow I got put into that. And then
you're like a mom.
Yeah. Sort of. Mother hen. And then I sort of got, I was involved with, you know, millionaire matchmaker back in the day. I'm not as one of the daters.
Right.
To make that really clear. I worked with Patty Stanger for years.
How
before
was
I got
that?
I'm just going to. I just
pass on that. Yeah, yeah.
Yep, so I'm just going to keep silent, and you can see from my eyes wide.
I can't imagine working for that woman.
She doesn't seem to be easy to get along.
No,
with.
Brooks and I, my husband and I, would love that show, but it was just to watch out of humiliation for those poor people. Yeah, she sounds horrible.
So
moving on.
Yeah,
yeah. But Mara didn't say anything.
No, I did.
We're saying
that. It was an experience, and. But because of that and everything, I sort of got lumped into this sort of, you know, that sort of became my wheelhouse. And I also had so many hilariously terrible dating stories. And it just sort of became this thing. And then when Break.com asked me to kind of do a thing like tongue-in-cheek for guys, what to do, what not to do with online dating. And then Playboy was, you know, they're trying to rebrand and they wanted some content. And they're like, well, can you do something similar for us? And so it was really fun. And it just was kind of felt very easy because I feel very knowledgeable in that area.
So,
how is the love life? Are you dating?
I'm dating.
Yeah,
cool,
she's,
good for you.
She's probably always dating. I can't see anybody leaving you alone for 5 minutes.
You seem to have some good stories, though.
But let me ask you this. You know, sometimes guys or, like, women, too, will ask, like, you know, how many people have you been to bed with? But I'm not asking you that.
Yeah, who does that?
I'm not asking you that. What am I? No, I'm not. No, I'm not. What I'm saying is I'd like to know how many people do you think you dated?
That I went on like a date with?
Yeah. How many? I mean,
but see, my dates.
Can you like estimate? I mean, is it like in the dozens?
That I've gone on a date
with?
Yeah,
like a lot more than that.
Yeah.
Like, but
right, that's what I'm saying, like hundreds, right?
But some of my first dates are like a hike up Runyon or a coffee or a
lunch.
And then some are dinners.
Right.
But if you counted all
no,
of them.
No. I don't mean every day. Not like, okay, never mind. It's a shitty question.
No,
No. What I'm trying to figure out is like, okay, different guys. Like, how many different guys do you think you date? I'm not saying going to bed with or anything. But like, let's say, okay, you're saying, okay, I'm dating this guy, right?
Uh-huh.
So, and then another guy, then you break up with him. And then, okay, so I'm dating this guy. Okay.
So,
you know what? Let's make it simpler.
Okay.
How many major relationships have you had?
Oh, see,
major
not many.
Right.
Really? For me, that like there has to be a discussion. It's boyfriend girlfriend time. So for me, there's only like four throughout my life
like
that
four
I consider
five, yep.
my like actual.
Okay,
boyfriend.
That's more important. Yeah. Who cares how many you've dated? I'm just like because I haven't dated that much. I mean, I'm no beautiful woman, you know. So it's not the same.
Wait, what? You're not?
We experience life differently.
I thought we were.
I say I think I should be in the Guinness Book of World Records
for first dates
because I've been on. So many. But again, there's sometimes there are hikes.
I guess
sometimes
that's probably what I was asking. First dates. Okay. Hundreds, huh?
Hundreds and maybe.
So do you know right away in that first date? Let's say you were walking up Runyon Canyon. Is the chemistry big for you? Is it do you take your time and get to know the person? Like I would know right away. By the time we're tying our sneakers at Runyon, I'm like, oh, this ain't going to work.
You know?
Except
right
in your case, it was different. Remember?
Yeah, that's funny. That's because mine was my best friend.
And you weren't sure.
No. And I was like, oh, no. He's just my best friend. But do you get the feeling right away? Or are you someone that needs to really like marinate?
Well, I try. Okay. With LA, there's a lot of, you know, douchebags.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah.
And I think you can get that, you know, the bullshit-o-meter, like immediately. But if they seem like a good person and there's some attraction, even if I'm not like head over heels, I'll explore.
You'll play it out.
Try it out, right?
Totally.
Because it's not like with everyone you fall, you fall in love like right away, right?
Right.
Sometimes you have to start, if you like them enough and there is attraction, but there's got to be some kind of chemistry, then you continue and then it builds, right?
Yeah, I think you know, I think the major issues, you know, you have to have like similar values and stuff. Like my last, you know, boyfriend, he voted for Trump.
Okay,
we talked about
and
that last time,
exactly,
and that,
what we talked about.
That's
right.
Where it ended.
cut it out.
It was really hard because you know there were so many things I loved about him, and there's so many qualities, but that was such a big thing for me.
Sure,
you know, and it was so. Anyway, I'm getting off track. Back to knowing right away. Yeah, I think I know. Yeah, I think when I was younger, if I didn't feel like a huge spark,
you'd
I'd
move
be
on
like,
quick.
pass.
Totally.
Right. But now I try to give, like, if it's a quality person, I try to give them another chance.
That's interesting.
Because we mature, you know? Yes. We learn more. You realize it's not going to, like, it's not like in the movies and stuff, you know? You have to build it a little bit. You have to know each other.
But it's interesting because in LA, it's true. You know, in the Midwest, it's much more like that. You got to know each other. You got to feel it out. But in LA, it's like, you know, right away if it's a douche.
Swipe right.
Yeah, man.
Left,
it's
right?
so easy. It's like, oh, I don't want, the hike is over. We're good. No. I'm going the left. You go right.
And I think what's hard for women too is men, they'll talk a big game of how they want something more and they, you know, they're looking for that right person. But they won't invest in anyone.
No.
They just, it's date to date to date to date.
It's as quickly as it can go. Next to next.
And it's like, I had so much fun with you, but I didn't like the way you chewed. Or something like so minor. And then it's like, they want perfection. And I think that's on the female side too. They're constantly bigger bettering it. I think especially in this city.
This city has FOMO. Do you know what FOMO
is?
Yes. It's the fear of missing out.
Everyone has.
So the man is like, oh, but what if I could get something better? And in LA, it's the worst.
And you don't think the women do that too?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
For sure.
Of course. No, FOMO is everywhere.
Yeah. Because you said the men.
Oh, no. I meant FOMO is fear of missing out for everyone. Absolutely. Okay. But especially Los Angeles.
I think it's especially the men though too, because you're taking, you know, it's sort of this like that swipe culture, and it's just like their brains like girls, hot girls. Yeah, and I think it does something to the male brain, whereas I do think obviously for the female brain, but I do think it's different. We're still a little more relationship minded
oriented
than men,
I mean I still contend we're very different, you know, in many ways. Women and men are very different.
It's
we
amazing.
Experience life
scientifically, absolutely.
Yeah, in
I've
many
so
ways
many
you know
so
so
but
good.
FOMO is the same for both.
Yeah, right.
Because I feel like you would understand, like FOMO for anything.
No, I understand.
Is hard.
It's like, and those apps represent exactly
absolutely.
That. Absolutely. You know, and it happens also in relationships. It's like you'll see somebody and then they'll ghost or something on you, and, you know, or something happens, you know, and they're like, and you realize they probably found somebody, you know, right away or something, that because it's so easy. And everybody here is beautiful, and everybody here is that and that. And there's so many people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like manners have gone out the window with dating.
Yeah.
You can just like ghost. Like that never used to be like you have to give an explanation.
Right.
And now it's just like I'll never
you
see
disappear.
You again. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. It is.
I feel bad for people dating nowadays.
Yeah, you're so lucky or not.
Yeah.
The worst.
So, So this is cool. Maura Marini, we're talking to her. She's visiting us again. So you lived in L.A. for several years now, right?
Oh, yeah.
You've been here quite a while.
Like a local now.
This is home for you and stuff. And so you like going hiking and stuff like that, right?
I do.
That's one thing you like to do.
Yes, I live right by Runyon, so nice. It's like literally outside my door. So wow. Take my dog, hike up Runyon.
It's the best.
It's so great.
Wow, everybody with their
Everyone's
dogs.
Gorgeous on Runyon. Yeah.
It is like a nightclub in the day.
Yeah, there is. And there's a website.
It's Hollywood Boulevard in nature.
If you guys have never been, it's all actors talking about their agents. And there is a website called overheardatrunyon.com. And it's so funny. Oh, wow. It's like, then he cast this person and her butt's not even as big as, and I'm like, what are you talking about? So it's very funny.
Right.
God, that's yeah. So good.
But those must be the conversations.
Oh, it's everyone
day,
because
right?
It's people free during the day.
Right.
So
yeah.
With a lot of actors.
Yeah. Right.
And they're all trying to be in shape, which they already are. And it's just who's who. It's just
right.
Very funny.
And when you, yeah, funny. And when you overhear men talk, sometimes it's really, really
yeah.
Funny.
Yeah.
You know? I'm sure when women do too, but it's different, you know.
Crazy.
So, I mean, if men start discussing asses on who they're casting, you know, this is like men talk, you know. It's not something you'd be discussing with a female.
We
you
discuss
know
that,
saying?
Ass.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you were casting a female and you'd go, well, do we need bigger ass?
If the role calls for a booty.
That's what I
absolutely.
Mean. Yeah, okay. All right. Good. I'll go for that.
Talk
you know?
From experience.
I know.
Blackish.
I mean, right?
They had to pad my booty.
Is that true?
Enough.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
That's funny.
What is it? Like, is it a gel or is it just pads?
So for me, we had like five different pads on me.
Wow.
Because well, the joke was I was fat, F-A-T, Sean, went in college with Rainbow, who's Tracy Ellis Ross.
Of course.
And then I come back and I'm fat, Sean with a PH, and I've lost all the weight except in my butt.
Oh, so that so really was the joke.
It really was important.
Butt of the
that
joke.
There was a,
that's funny.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh,
thank you. So they put on butt pads.
Yes.
This is hilarious.
And they were foam. They're all foam.
Foam, okay. Did you
so
look
they
good?
Weren't discussing actually, you know, putting someone with a big ass on there. They figured we'll take our actors.
Well,
we'll
the
give
breakdown
one.
Was curvy. The yeah. Breakdown yeah. Was like a like Caucasian Kim Kardashian, like curves.
Okay, but not so, like a big ass.
No big thing. Ass. Yeah. That's a big. Kim's got a great big ass.
Yeah.
Booty, beautiful. The beauty.
For days.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Beautiful. I love Kim Kardashian. What can I say?
Oh, I'm not hating. I love
them
too.
I know.
Yeah.
I love what they did. Like, you know, say what you will about whatever. I do think it's great that, you know, curves are really in now.
Yeah,
and
I
do think that's a huge part to them.
Absolutely. A lot of stuff that you see nowadays is in part to them.
Yeah.
Smart
yeah.
Women.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, I mean, look, curves does not mean you're fat by any means.
No.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. I mean, you just like, your body's more defined, I think. You know, it's not like, you're not like an ironing board.
But
you
remember,
know?
Like, in the 90s, that was the thing.
The thing
that
right.
Kate
straight
Moss,
up and
the
down.
Straight up and down. The
I know,
wavy.
I know.
And
the
now
wavy.
It's like, and so they did a big part in moving the culture towards more of that, like, badooty. Is that not what you say? Badonkadonk, that's what you say. Badooty, that's not a word. But they really did. They
yeah.
Put the they made that an acceptable and almost wanted thing now. So good for them.
Wow. Yeah. So Maura, when going back to dating and everything, how do you recommend that people meet each other? I mean, do the apps work? Do websites work?
So I'm a big believer.
Or do you just going out?
Yeah, I'm a big believer in you're going to meet your person, however that's going to be, whether it's at Coffee Bean or whether it's, you know, on Raya or Bumble or whatever you're on.
What's Raya? I don't even know Raya.
Oh, it's the new app.
Oh,
Sam, we are out of here.
You,
what, you have to be
hear.
Selected. It's very, you know.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. You have to apply.
Oh, God.
So it's like Ivy League.
It's a lot of...
That's the Beautiful People website. Forget about it.
No. Okay. It's a lot... You would. There are a lot of people on there you would not think would be on.
What?
It's a lot of athletes, a lot of... like, it's touted as, like, the celebrity app.
Interesting.
Who knows what, you know...
R-A-Y-A?
Yeah, okay. but it's creatives coming together. So there's now... They just changed it. So there's a social aspect, so the dating.
Like
and
network.
There's also a work. Portion where you can like connect with females and males.
That's
and,
great.
Or what your sexual preferences, obviously. But I'm just saying, you know, for the so the work part, you know, it's
that's great.
Co-ed sort of thing. And you
but
can,
it's only beautiful people meeting each other.
Well, not you know, it's successful creatives and then beautiful people.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, there you go. You know, that's what I'm saying.
There's an app for that.
That's what it's all about. That's what people want. You know,
but it is like for those who are making it want to be with other people who are making it. So it's nice to have their own echelon of dating apps. I get that.
Yeah, I guess that's sort of, but yeah. But I mean, it's also, you know, there's
for
some
networking
people on there
stuff.
That are just, you know, I'm like, how'd you get on your
skin? Yeah.
Totally
get off it.
I'm totally kidding. It's touted more to like creatives coming together, cool. collaborating, cool. which I think is a neat concept. But okay, back to your question, I think, it's hard because yeah. LA is so hard. People won't come up to you like they do on the East Coast. You know, right. If I just wanted to find a husband, I would not be here.
No. Dating is the worst in Los Angeles. It really is number one of the worst in America to date.
Angeles. You're saying as a woman, people, men don't walk up to you as often as they would somewhere else?
Right. But no. But I do think like Miami, Atlanta, New York, I feel like men come up.
Well, they do because I'll tell you what. I mean, we're afraid here because there's a lot of rejection going on. Just for the reason we said, you know, there's like where's the next one or if she's beautiful everybody's sitting on her all day, how original can I be, you know, things like that. So you have to understand the men are really in a tight position. They don't know if the man only knew you wanted to be approached, he would, right. but people also, you know, it's like they're closed off. You know, yesterday I went to the grocery store and I realized for the first time, I actually started looking at the people around me.
Mm. Oh, you mean you had been isolated other since then?
Because I don't even, when I go to the grocery store, I don't really see the people around me. I'm just like focusing on what I'm buying and I'm leaving. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But so what I'm saying is you got to stop and see the people around you.
Right. Yes. For sure.
You know, but what I'm saying is that if you show that you're open somehow with your body language, people would approach you, you know?
Mm-hmm. But LA is different. Even if you're like given the eye, I've done this when I was dating. LA is a different monster and you'll hear that from both sexes. But even when I'm given the eye and I'm trying, it's a no go. Yeah. Like it's just tougher here than it is. The hurdles are higher for some reason.
It is. It's really fascinating. Mm. So I do think that's why the apps are so prevalent because they're sort of necessary. He won't come up to you, but he'll swipe right on you and say hello. Mm-hmm.
Right.
So I mean, I think I think I said this last time, if someone asks me, like, what should I do? I'm like, well, what are your goals? Because I'm going to give really different advice to a woman looking for her one versus like a 21-year-old guy looking to get laid. Like, they're two very different things.
That's true.
So, yeah.
What if I'm 56 and I'm looking to get laid? What app do I need for that?
That's so funny. Go back to 21.
I know. It just doesn't happen, right? Unless I go like a sugar dating or something. Did you see on Hollywood Boulevard? Did I see this?
It's La Brea and Sunset. It's right where I live.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow.
A sugar dating app. That's all it says.
I thought it was all about baking. He's like, no, it's sugar
this
daddy.
This is for sugar daddies.
That is its own beast. I don't know.
But then you
well
have to open up your wallet, and I'm not interested in that.
Sugar mamas are something good, too. You can do that, too.
Yeah.
Work it.
Yeah. But it's probably usually not somebody you want to be with, you know.
Work it.
But but of course it's different because people are different stages in their lives. I mean, if someone's looking for a husband or something, you're going to tell her something.
Yeah, like let's say you want a long-term relationship. Are you going to say apps or would you rather have them meet the person?
I give you specific apps.
Yeah, okay.
You know, for instance, a lot of my girlfriends are and I'm like, okay, stay off the Tinders and stuff.
Yeah.
Look at Bumble, look at Hinge and look at The League.
Got it.
And also Match.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was on Match. Yeah.
All I can tell you is none of this shit's working for me, man. and I'm not laughing either, man. It's not. It used to, but for some reason now nothing's happening.
It's inundated. What's the League?
So the League is they kind of want it to be what Raya was, but not. They give you 5 matches a day at like 5 or 6 p.m., like happy hour or whatever. Oh. And they're supposed to be from people from Ivy League schools is kind of the concept.
Oh, my God. It's so elite.
And it's LinkedIn. You know how so Raya is linked through your Instagram. Tinder's linked through your Facebook. This is linked through your LinkedIn.
Okay. So this is the
Professional.
Wow. The League. Get out of here.
Yeah. You had to be accepted as well. Like there's kind of like a bit of a vetting process allegedly.
If let's say you're looking for someone who went to Ivy League, but you yourself didn't go to Ivy League.
Oh, I didn't go to Ivy League.
So
I'm
you can.
On there.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah. So it doesn't mean you have to be. I see. Okay.
Yeah, I think they take a look at your profile and select.
Wow.
I don't really understand the selection process.
That's crazy. Life is so weird.
I know.
So would you say that people are going out less to meet other people because of this?
I think so. Yes.
So there's less face to face in the beginning, right?
Well,
and to me, it seems like that's the best way to meet people.
Oh, for sure.
Right, because there's no laundry list. There's no application. It's like
It's like real.
But in the apps, it's like he's got to be a certain age, certain height, certain this, certain this. When you meet a person, you just meet that person, mm-hmm. this chemistry, this yeah. physical chemistry, this whatever. Then you find out, okay, so he's this, he's that. That's okay, you know. But he's a little shorter than I wanted, but he's got other things and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Of course, if you find out he votes for Trump, then it's gone.
But,
yeah. But
poor girl.
I can't believe you actually broke up with a guy.
Oh, no. Everyone in the world's doing
it. I
that.
Think it went both ways. You know, he was in the public eye, too, and I was very vocal about my dislike of him. He's like, you can't go on social media and say, you know, F Trump. Da, da, da. I'm like, yes, I can.
Yes, you can.
Yes, I can. Yeah. And I think ultimately he wants more of like a quiet Orange County housewife, which I just can't be. No. That's not
I don't see you as that, my love.
Are, huh?
I just don't see her like that.
Okay, so that's what it was. It wasn't really, I think, the politics. It just brought up the fact that you are different personalities.
And the politics.
Maybe not the personality
you
wanted.
I don't know. Because I was okay with the Republican. It was this man that I couldn't get behind.
So he was really supportive of Trump. It's not like he just said.
Yeah, they were friends.
Ew, gross.
It was hard for me. It was real hard for me, guys. It was real hard for me. So.
Too good.
That's even harder than being a Trump supporter is knowing Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
So now, do you vet the new guy?
You got to.
Yeah, to make sure that.
Who do you vote for?
Yeah, yeah. First of all,
get this out of the way right away.
You wear a big ACLU ribbon at every date and a safety pin. Wow. No, but I think a lot of people are saying families are broken up because of Trump and also relationships. It's not politics. It's just the man himself is so controversial.
Right.
It's a hard one to get by. But, you know, speaking on the FaceTime issue, I actually FaceTime with a lot of people before I meet them because I'm like, if you live on the West Side, I'm not wasting my night and like trying to meet halfway.
20 minutes.
You can't even like string a sentence together. So let's FaceTime for like 2 minutes.
But like, how do you do that and not be awkward?
How do you
start?
Keep it real brief. Okay. I'm just like, hey, I know this is like, I acknowledge that it's awkward, but I have been catfished a couple times before, so I lead with that. I'm like, it just makes me feel safer, and then they feel better about it that I'm not just like trying to see if they're good looking.
Because you're you too. You get to make it to see
exactly.
You.
Exactly. So,
but would you make a regular phone call first before the FaceTime?
For me, I prefer the FaceTime because I have been catfished.
It just gets it out of the way.
Right. So that's true. As a woman, you want to make sure there's a real person there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just
for safety
issues. And it's a quick thing. I'm not like, I don't want to have an hour-long conversation with you. I just want to make sure you are who you say you are. You could string a sentence together. I don't say that to them.
Right.
And, okay, let's meet for a hike or a lunch or a dinner.
Totally.
Whatever, you know?
That's cool.
What's your preferred date? Is it activity, the first date? Is it activity because there's stuff to do? Or do you like a lunch where you can sit down and really get to know the person? What's your preferred?
It depends on who I'm going out with. If it's someone that I know I'm really attracted to, I'd love to go out for a dinner.
Yeah.
If it's someone I'm not sure about, I'd prefer a hike.
Stay on the hike. Yeah.
There you go. You see, she's giving it some thought.
It's good. Because you can run away on a hike. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, at least I get a workout in.
For
killing two birds with one stone.
Right. That's right.
So that's the way I look at it.
You got your sneakers. You can take off. So funny.
Peace.
The problem with hiking with me is like I'm not athletic, so I get like I'm like cramp. Like I don't look attractive when I'm like, you're all cute. I'm all, I got some cramps.
No. Yeah. For me, I think the talking part is important before you get into activity. So in my case, I prefer the dinner.
The dinner, the lunch or something.
Right. Yeah. And then we can go take a walk or whatever, you know, and do whatever later.
You'd like to get to know.
But you want to make sure you like the person. Dinner is quick, you know. You can end it in an hour if you're not happy, you know.
Yeah.
But of course, you know, by the time you get to dinner, you probably want to know them more or less. Haven't talked to them.
And it's also perception, too. This just opened my mind, too, because to me, I always thought a hike was easy because for the guy, you know, he doesn't have to feel there's no money. There's like, it's easy.
That's
let's just get to know one another.
That's true.
But one of my guy friends was like, Mara, if someone asked me to go on a hike, I'd be like, it's just, she just thinks of me as a friend. She's not interested in me at all.
It's more of a friend zone. I got to be
like,
honest.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't even think of it that way. So I'm like, oh, geez. Well, now all these guys think I friend zone them, but it really is just like, I thought it would be nicer for you because it's like
sure.
a less pressure.
You're trying to be
situation,
nice to them, Winnipeg,
you know?
Over here.
I don't think I would see it that way. I
you
would
don't see it as
something like, wow, that's pretty romantic, even though it's Runyon, you know. But but it's like, hey, we're doing something together and she's interested in that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do see how like a dinner or lunch, though, is a little bit more intimate than like a hike.
Right.
Because you want to talk first.
Sure.
I think because in the beginning, the most important thing is getting to know the person, you know.
Yeah.
Then you do the experiential things, you know.
Yeah,
but
the activities.
Right, because you want to feel a little more comfortable just kind of enjoying nature and things like this. Sharing the experience together rather than knowing, do I really want to be with this person?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So you have to qualify them still.
Yeah.
In person.
I like to also see the way they treat the waiter. That's always so important to me. Because I've seen guys be so nice to me, and then they will not look a waitress in the eye, and they won't give them. And I'm like, oh, you out, boy.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
You out.
Oh,
that's the way you're going to treat me in 6 months. See y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, in fact, I try to actually leave, even when I pay with a card.
Some cash.
Sometimes I leave cash on the table, so I know that particular waiter's going to get it, you know?
Exactly.
Because otherwise, I mean, they ask you at the cash register, do you want to add a tip on there? You know, like, I'm not talking about fancy restaurants.
Sure.
It's just that it brought up this thing in my mind. And I was thinking, waiters, I treat them, I give them more respect than they give me when I go into a restaurant, you know?
That's good.
Yeah. And, good, and it should be
a lot
be
of
that
guys
way.
Don't do that.
I appreciate a smile and a good service. And
but also, I've been on dates with many narcissistic sociopaths where they'll every single waiter, they'll be like, you have such beautiful
oh,
eyes.
God, I hate
oh
that.
Oh, my God. That's
so
terrible.
Creepy.
With you there?
Oh, my gosh. One guy, he wanted to meet my parents. He flew us all out to Hawaii. His parents out to meet my parents in Hawaii. And tells my mom, oh, you have such beautiful eyes. And then tells the waitress the same thing, like 30 seconds later.
God.
I'm like, my mom's eyes just like
the red flags all over the place.
But I feel like, you know, there's one extreme of being an asshole, and then there's the other extreme of being like so saccharine
and like
sweet.
Sappy.
Yeah. Gotta watch out.
You're
those
playing
ladies.
That. Yeah, it's not real.
Yeah.
So many creeps out there.
God, so many creeps. God, it's just so many. And like when you have a quality human being like Mara, it's like she has to wade through so many. I feel so
true,
bad.
Right?
Yeah, she's pushing them aside with her oar.
Yeah. No, would you consider like a matchmaking service or something? Just be, I mean, not that you would have to pay, but if you get on their list and there's a man that's looking for someone like you.
I've been approached by a few. The problem is I had a bad taste in my mouth because
Patty Stanger.
You know, right. And I know what some of them involve. And then some of them seem like to be sort of like, they're just trying to get beautiful, not saying I'm beautiful, but just like, you know, young women for these older rich men.
Right.
And I'm not saying that's, because one of my good friends owns a really great company. It's called Stellar Hitch, and they're wonderful. And they really actually have like a sixth sense for matchmaking people. And the reason she hasn't matched me with anyone, I've known her forever, is because she hasn't found my match.
Yeah.
And I know that she could easily pawn me off on people, and she doesn't, which
that's
I really
good.
Appreciate.
You like that reputation.
So I do think it exists. I just haven't really, it's not been part of my process.
Wow. So you'd recommend her? Maybe I should.
Yeah,
her
Stellar Hitch,
dude.
Her name's Christina. She was just on Chelsea Handler. Like, you know, she's amazing. She's
you should really look amazing. It up. Because I don't think that would be bad for you, because it would be a little bit more.
Why not?
Yeah, why not? You haven't tried that, have you?
Let them do the filtering for you.
That's right.
Yeah.
I don't think that's such a bad idea.
No, not at all. Not at all. You know?
Stellar Hitch is in your future.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, wow. There you go. You know? Maybe there's still hope,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, there's always hope. There's always hope. That's so funny.
Mara, a couple minutes left. Tell people where they can find you.
So I'm on Snapchat, Twitter, and Instagram at PopGloss, which is P-O-P, like pop culture, and then Gloss, G-L-O-S-S, like lip gloss.
It's a great name.
Thank you. Yeah, you can find me everywhere on that with that username. And yeah, and then I'm going to be in Chips coming out March 24th, and I'm in a play at Circle X Theater called Liana and Ben, which gotten reviewed by the LA Times.
Wow.
Oh, you didn't say anything about that. Where can we see that?
Oh, yeah. So it's at Circle X. It's a great play. It's like a it's different. It's like a Faustian retelling of the Persephone myth.
Oh,
so
wow.
It's like a lot
who do you
going
play?
On. Persephone.
Persephone. Very good. Very, very good. Faust? No. That's great.
Yes. And it's a lot of fun. So, yeah, just keeping busy. It's fun.
Awesome.
That's so
awesome. Well, Mara, you're welcome back anytime, of
thank
course.
You, so much.
You know, you're a friend of the show.
Thank
you're a lot
you.
Of fun, full of information and fun, and we love having you. So,
thanks for having
much
me.
Success. Everybody, go and check her out. On Parks and Recreation, of course, on Netflix, probably.
Yes.
And Chips, of course, coming out March
24th.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're going to be seeing that. And what else? I did want to bring up. Oh, no, nothing. You just have to leave. So I thought I'd give you a couple extra minutes. Okay.
You just have to go.
No, she did, she does have to run.
Right
and I
on.
Just realized.
Thank you so much.
We'll give her the opportunity to bolt out of here. So, okay. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, Tori.
Anytime.
See you tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.